Many of the fired Taco Bell workers have been working in the Madison stores for more than 5 years. They say the company told them there was a problem with their Social Security numbers not matching with information from the federal government. But Patrick Hickey of the Madison Workers' Rights Center says the firings appear to be ethnically motivated.
The Latinos were treated differently, paid lower wages. About 2 weeks before they were all let go, the company hired a whole bunch of new people and had these workers train them. And the workers found out, sort of as they were training them, that a lot of these workers were hired at a dollar or two more an hour than they were making, even though some of them had been there for 5 or 10 years. And then they found out, oh, the reason they got all these new people hired is because they were going to be replacing them.
Hickey says if the companies claim that false Social Security numbers are behind the firings, then that issue should have been raised several years ago when the government first began sending out what are known as no-match letters. He says the workers are asking to be rehired.
That they be paid for the time that they've missed, and also that the company address, you know, some of the allegations of discrimination that have been going on.
It may take months before the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission assigns someone to investigate the workers' complaints. Calls to Taco Bell's corporate office asking for a comment on the firings were not returned before airtime. Similar complaints from Latino employees fired from Pizza Huts in suburban Chicago have also been reported. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.